This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. On the, we're almost there. We're on a home stretch. Always a, I have no idea what these people are talking about in the chat room. Okay, good. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me. Xander Gibbs is going to join me at the, I guess, at the end of the first break. I hope. Didn't talk to him yet. He did? Oh, he said yes? I've got a whole bunch of stories to talk about tonight. Utah school boards are among many that are looking over their budget to see if they can totally ignore Mr. Obama's bathroom bill and still cut it financially. Anyhow, the you know what? It's not even... It's not the fact whether you agree or disagree with the edict. It's having it shoved down your throat that makes it unpalatable. Right? That's the thing that irritates the cucka out of you, for lack of a better term. So the, and then we're going to do, well, I might as well start them now. Because I know Xander and I aren't included in this list, which is good. University of North Carolina says that golf outings and Christmas vacations are microaggressions. These people, you know what? I should have taken psychology in school. I would be cleaning up today. Because I wouldn't cure them on purpose. Anyway, what else is there? I love this. Let me see. Oh, there you go. Georgetown will still be atoning for its 1838 slave sale. Yeah, this is just. Don't we have? Let me see. I used to have the Twilight Zone sound, and I'll tell you here. Why don't we just do this one? This will cut it. That's kind of what society is saying, right? Oh, God. What else is there going on? Britain, England, is now on its own. Well, not now. It'll take it a few years to make it happen. But the pundits and the pollsters had this all wrong. Think about it. Right, they said that they were going to remain. They weren't going to change. They were going to stay in the European Union. Hopefully, this is the beginning of the rest of the countries involved in the EU breaking off. Right? Obama came out today in a short speech. I don't even know why he gave the speech. He should have just stayed on the golf course and leave us alone. He came out. I can't believe this. This guy, he's got some real mental problems. I'm sorry, but he does. He came out today in a short speech and he said that Britain leaving the EU was going to be problematic for America. Reason being is that America prefers to negotiate and sign contracts with the bigger global community. And this would put England on the back of the list. Next to Israel, right? I mean, our biggest ally in Europe, our best friend in Europe, the one that even when things are going bad for us, they fight side by side with us. And this buffoon actually uses the words, makes a statement that he's not going to be able to sign contracts or work with England because they're not part of the bigger social experiment. It's not working. It has, when they signed this, I think, back in 68 or 70, right in those 2 years where they became the AU and started adding. Right, you've got the EU bank. You've got to get away from the bank, the Euro bank. Why? Because it's broke. No, it's not a joke. It's broke. What is there? There's 28 nations. 27 now. I think it's 28 nations in the European Union. And Germany and England are the only two that are really, or were, solid financially. Germany, not so much anymore. Germany's gone to negative bonds. That's right. Germany has decided now that you have to pay them to hold your money. No joke. Dead serious. Look it up yourself. So if you have bonds, you know, remember they used to be the safest way? I remember in the 70s, my mother and family members buying U.S. bonds, right? And the reason was, the United States would never go bankrupt. And again, I'm not trying to beat this to death, but think about something here. So these bankrupt countries go to the EU bank and say, we need money to pay our social programs. So what's the bank do? They go to the other bankrupt countries and they say, okay, Greece needs this much money, so we're going to take, you know, $5 million from each one of you to be able to give it to Greece. They can't say no. It's part of the original agreement. Right? Whether you know or not. And so these bankrupt countries keep borrowing from a bank that has no money. And they want to tell us everything's stable. I can't smoke enough crack to have that make sense. I really can't. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Andrew Gibb joins us in a few minutes. We'll be back. Maybe he can help me make sense of this. I don't know. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food. turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I love horns. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, my name is Joe Vecina. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, head up to the website. What are you waiting for? Why are you waiting to go over there and give me your email address? I don't send out junk. I promise I won't send you junk, but head over there. Every week I send out an email, tell you who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be talking about. That way you can decide what night to tune in. Or I could just not do it anymore, and you'll just have to tune in every night to figure out who I have on and what we're going to be talking about. Seriously. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me like he does. Like, I never said I was a comedian. You know, what do you want from me? Xander Gibb, yeah, it's obvious, isn't it? Xander Gibb joins me like he does every week. Xander's the host of a show called X-Rad, period, right?
Yes.
And you, when you say period, you mean period, unlike the president.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Hey, don't talk about me in the same conversation as that person, please.
I like it. That person, right? Ooh.
Yeah.
Ouch. Yeah, anyhow. So, Zit, I gotta ask you. So, oh, no, wait a minute. I don't want to hit the EU stuff yet. Let's stay cool on this. No, because we were talking during the break, and I said to you, I was throwing some numbers at you, and one of them that was extremely alarming to me was, I don't know if you know this, but Kellogg's Waffle Factory is laying off 150 people. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm just going to go and get my waffle iron out of the shop. That's the answer, definitely.
I want pictures of you making waffles.
Who eats waffles anyway?
Are you serious? You're not serious, right? You're joking, right?
No, I'm serious. Who eats waffles nowadays?
I eat waffles.
Well, you shouldn't.
Well, thank you, Ma. I appreciate that. Oh, God. I love waffles. I put fresh fruit on them, right? And sometimes, yeah, I got the Eggo here, and you know, when I have a box of Eggos here, I'll just do one and eat it like a big cookie.
Really?
Like syrup, yeah.
I don't eat waffles.
Yeah, well, I can't. Yeah. You know, I don't know. I don't even know what to say to that. I don't want to insult you on the phone. You can hang up with me, so you can run out of the room here. All right, so you know the economy's doing well. At least that's what the president likes to tell us. And I'm looking at some of the jobs.
Which economy, though?
I guess the monopoly economy he's playing with his kids. Our economy.
You're talking about in his Farmville account.
There you go. He's Fisher Price is laying in New York is laying off almost 100 people. Then you've got this one is just heartbreaking. The Kellogg Waffle Plant. The thing that bothers me about this, though, is people don't, they go, it's a couple hundred jobs. In the grand scheme of things, it's not a big deal. It is a big deal because you've got, where is this office? In the plant, it's in Roseville, okay? 155 jobs. And in a smaller towns, that's a lot of jobs because it's not just the jobs. There's support businesses around those jobs. There's others, right? I mean, electricians, plumbers, carpenters, the gardeners, things like that. They're all going to lose work.
Absolutely, and I think the worry is where do they go to from there? How do they feed their families? I think some people will do whatever job they've got to do, but where there isn't a job there. You know, a lot of people have this ideology that if you're unemployed, that means that you're lazy, but some people cannot get a job.
No, I agree with you, and that's why I'm not quick to blame people for that, because, you know, some of these people have been in these jobs for 20 years, and then all of a sudden the company goes out of business or they lay a bunch of people off, and it's just wrong. You know, it's tough. You know, it's tough on them. I get it. Who else we got? This one, Walmart, still 1,500 people, mostly back offices, but it's still a lot of people losing their work. I mean, you know, these poor people. Home Shopping Network. Now, you know the world is coming to an end when Home Shopping Network is laying off 350 people. Seriously? Or are we just sleeping through the night now? We're not ordering stuff in the middle of the night. I don't get it.
Would you like to hear some gossip about Walmart?
Ooh, please.
You know who was in Walmart the other day?
You.
No, not me. I order online because I'm a snob. Dr. Gina Loudon was
Walmart. Seriously? Did she take pictures and send them? What is she?
No, but I'm thinking of calling the store and asking for the security footage.
You know, she loves bacon. So, you know, I can only imagine. She probably walked out what was it? What was her name? Lady Gugu there? Gaga. She had a meat suit. Didn't she have a meat suit or dress or something?
Yeah.
I wonder if Gina.
Isn't that a good job that her and Gina weren't at the same time? Gina's mouth would have been watering.
Oh, I mean, can you imagine? I bet you Gina walked out with a bacon suit because bacon's her soft spot, right?
Oh, she loves bacon. The first time I went out for dinner with Dr. Gina, I was joking about her kind of fondness for bacon. And what did she order? She ordered bacon. And it's like, posh restaurant we were in, and she's like, do you have any bacon?
Oh, my God.
I should be revealing all these.
No, keep them coming. I'm good with this. I'm okay with this, and I'm, would be you know her she's on live at the same time I am, so she can't call us and complain.
No.
Anyway, all right. So I'm looking at these numbers, and like I am not reveling in the fact that the president is wrong. I don't want anybody to take it that way. I'm not reveling in the fact that the president is wrong and all these people are losing their jobs. It's not it at all. It's just that I'm tired of the president telling us how great everything is going, how we're moving in a positive light, we're moving forward in a positive light, and it's just not true. It is still, I told you about a week ago, Daimler Trucks is laying off almost 1,250 people here, and Freightliner Trucks is laying off 600. So we're looking at about 1,800 people losing their jobs. And the kick with this is you have to understand that these are truck companies. They're making trucks that move products in and out of our cities and across our country. Come on, people. You don't need a college degree to tie this together, right?
No. No. I kind of think that he really has to kind of lie about it and say that it's all wonderful. Because if he doesn't, there are some deluded liberals out there that might kind of start shaking their head and saying, wait a minute, what's going on here?
You know what? Even so, they would blame Bush. Even after 8 years, they'd blame Bush.
Oh, of course.
Right?
I stubbed my toe this morning, and I cursed Bush. It was his fault.
Oh, God, because if you made more money, you could have bought a bed that was, had the legs further
exactly.
in and underneath, right? Hey, so you lived in England for a while, and
I did.
Yeah, and you saw what happened today. It was your first thought of a joy and happiness, or are you saying, oh my God, what do they do?
I was very happy. I think it's a very good move, and from what I know of the UK's involvement with the EU, it's a very forward step for
okay.
them. Because basically, in
that,
a nutshell,
that was stupid.
That
wait a minute, that was stupid of me not to watch the clock. We'll come back in a minute. I want you to answer that question. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're going to a commercial break. There will be nothing mentioned about ego, so get over it. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Lines are open. Like I said, it ain't that easy. I mean, it ain't that hard. You pick up the phone, you dial the number. Yeah, it isn't that easy if you're a moron. We've been dialing numbers now. You know, hey, we were at the doctor's office. Timmy and I were at the doctor's office last week for something, and the guy had a rotary payphone. Think about that. No, I'm serious.
Wow.
A rotary payphone. So anyhow, again, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Xander Gibb joins me as he does on a regular basis every week. Actually, you end your week with me. That's exciting.
I do indeed.
Right? By the time you're done with me, you got to go have about five or six drinks, calm down, and you know, get it all back together again.
Don't drink so much nowadays. Yeah, I prefer my calories in solid form.
Oh, anyway, we were talking about how you think this is going to affect England as a whole, and is this good or is this bad? I don't really care what anybody says, but what do you think? You were there.
I think it's very good because, in a nutshell, what happened was it was like the EU, the European Union, said to the UK, "Hey, come join us. Give us some of your money every year, and we'll do X, Y, and Z." And they didn't really do the things that they said that they were going to do. I think business improved a little for the UK with regards to international business, but what the EU did was micromanage them, and they set precedents and made rules for industry. Like, I'll give you a very quick example. The fishing industry in the United Kingdom, people in the fishing industry used to be able to catch as much fish as they wanted. They could land anywhere they wanted. They could sell it for whatever they could get for it. But when the EU took over, they put limitations on how much boats could catch every year. And if you lived in Europe, like as in not in the UK, you were allowed to catch more, and there weren't the same limitations on you, which is really not acceptable. So that was one of the thriving industries in the UK, which is now on its knees because of the EU. And frankly, because of the British government that allowed this to go on for so long. So, yes, it's a very good thing, and the exit strategy is going to take 2 years, but I think there's been a lot of fear-mongering with all of this, which you would expect, because while Britain was in the EU, David Cameron, who is the Prime Minister there, which is like their president, is making more money in backhanders, allegedly.
I didn't think about that. Your language is a little different than mine. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Yeah. What do they call it? What would you say? Bribe.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I'm saying allegedly because we don't get sued.
Under the table. You know what I'm saying? That
kind
of thing. Right. Anyhow, you know, I get a kick out of this stuff, and already people want social or think. You know, look at Venezuela, people. This is you don't need a college degree for this. Okay? Look at what's happening. Where has socialism actually worked? Where has it made life better for people? You can't find any place. And that's basically what this what the whole EU is about. They're sharing the responsibilities. They're sharing the bumps, they're sharing the dollars, they're sharing the responsibilities all the way across the board. And they've turned it into one big country, you know, a global community. It's not working out for them in any way.
No.
You know? How long have you been here now?
I've been back about 15 years.
Wow. Okay. So you left there when you were a pretty young guy?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So you really weren't paying attention to the politics and the economics of the whole thing?
No.
Okay. So no. This is boring and over now. Anyway,
what?
I said this is boring and over now. I thought we were gonna, I thought it was gonna be a good long conversation on that. But forget that.
I wasn't paying attention to the politics here, but I was in the.
I mean, there.
I've always been.
Yeah, but you were young. You were a young guy, though, right?
Yeah, of course. Even as a young person, I had opinions. Probably my parents would tell you that I had too many. But as a quite an intellectual young person, I wanted to know more, you know. So I would ask kind of questions. But you know, I even knew as a teenager that what was going on and how the fishermen were being exploited. And, you know, I have a family in the fishing industry in the UK. My brother-in-law owns a fish factory. A couple of my brothers own boats, like fishing vessels, and they're in that industry because it was local to where,
right.
Kind of to where we lived. So I knew what was going on. I just didn't know how that it would ever change, but I'm glad that it's begun to.
Now, you know, some of those guys took such a hard stance, like Cameron, over there, who basically said today, what was funny was the news couldn't get it right today. They kept saying that Cameron resigned today. He did not resign today. What he said was, look, this is going to take a little time. You'll need somebody else to help you, and there's no time frame on it. So you'll need somebody else, because basically what he said was, I wasn't for this, so I'm not the guy to usher it in. I'm not the guy to help you make it successful. But to his credit, he said, you know, the people have spoken, and that's how we're going to deal with it. But if you were watching this before, I mean, I can't imagine what the argument this day was.
I think it was fear, really. I think people have been given because there's been a lot of canvassing for this. I mean, feeling was so bad about this. Last week, our British MP, which is like one of our senators, was killed in the street, someone that was for staying in the EU. And this guy obviously was a bit kind of, you know, he clearly had mental problems, but in his mind, it was as if she was a part of the problem. So he shot her and stabbed her.
Wow.
In the street, just because she disagreed. Now, I didn't agree with her, but I didn't want to kill her. just because she disagreed. But this guy obviously clearly had problems. But there's been a lot of pressure put on the British people. There's been a lot of fear-mongering saying, oh, you know, you'll be paying £100 for a loaf of bread if we come out of the EU. Britain was fine before the EU, and it will be fine after, too.
Sure.
And the exit strategy is going to take 2 years. But in that 2 years, they'll be able to sort things out. And the beauty is that they'll have more money for the British people because they were paying a lot of money to be in the EU and getting absolutely nothing back for it.
You know, again, we'll see how this plays out. I don't know why everybody went nuts today. It wasn't like they were going to flick a switch over the weekend and starting Monday they were out. It doesn't work that way. You know, contracts have to be renegotiated, agreements have to be made, that kind of thing. So I don't know what the big deal is, but anyway, that's just me. I'm not smart enough to know what the big deal is. Now, let's talk a little bit about one of your favorite things, Obamacare. Hello?
Favorite?
Xander? Hello? So I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you got the story today, but Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Minnesota has bailed out of Obamacare. They're out of the exchange. They can't handle it anymore. They lost $500 million. Okay.
Wow.
$500 million. And you know, this people out there that comment on these things and say, well, you know, they make a lot of money anyhow. $500 million, it's not a big deal for them. They're not in business to lose money. And I don't know, people forget this, but there's a whole bunch of little mom-pops out there. There's families that have been investing in stocks all their life so they can have a little nest egg when they retire. And some of them, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield has been around forever. It's one of those companies you invest in. And when they start losing money like $500 million, you know as well as I do where stocks head. They head in the toilet. And people, you know, it's not good for the insurance company to lose money because many people lose money along with the insurance company, if you would. But they talk about how tough it has been, A, to make money back, you know, to get money back on the services that they provide. And, you know, B, they're locked into what they can charge. That's communism, isn't it?
Of course it is. And the ideology with regards to Obamacare was supposedly about affordable health care, but there are still people that can't afford to pay for their health care every month because it's still not cheap enough for people to afford. I mean, what are the two basic things that everybody needs? Education and health care. And the idea Obamacare...
You forgot food, dude.
I'm talking about normal people.
In general. Yeah, okay. Hold that thought. Yes, I know. Capitalism is a bear. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be right back with Xander. He is in mid-sentence. Don't miss this. He'll be back in a minute.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Who joins me? Xander Gibbs. He does every week. He likes to end the week with, what am I? What do I put you to sleep? I put you at ease or something?
Yeah, put me to sleep. You got it right first.
And you are the host of X-Rad. You had an exemplary guest on this evening, did you not?
Oh, we did. She was fabulous. Did you hear the show?
No. What do you think? I sit around and listen to other people talk?
Me either. To be honest, other hosts are like, oh, did you hear so and so and so on the show the other night?
I'm like, I love that.
No.
Yeah, so actually, when I'm not getting ready for my show, I'm not fixing equipment, I'm not doing all that other stuff, yes, I've tuned into your show, Mr. So anyhow, yeah, you had a great guest. What did you guys talk about?
we talked about flexible rostering in third world countries. Now, we talked about gun control, actually, interestingly enough. And we talked about the difference between an assault rifle and a regular weapon. Because, you know, I'm planning to go to the shooting range in the next couple of weeks and get some training on how to use a gun so then I can buy my own gold revolver with pearl handle.
What? With a pearl handle?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you're watching too many movies. You know, if it's got, whether it's got a wooden handle, a plastic handle, or a pearl handle, if you know how to shoot it, it does the same amount of damage.
He wants to look like James Bond.
That, really?
Yeah. My name is Gub Vandergub.
The Scottish James Bond.
Yeah. Well, what if the James Bond was Scottish? Wasn't he... I don't.
They changed them so often, you know. There was some talk that James Bond needed to be a woman. Why?
Right? The same people are saying there needs to be a gay James Bond.
Why?
I mean, why?
Does it matter? Why does it? James Bond? Oh, come on. Give me a break. Look, you look back over Sean Connery. I mean, James Bond is all about chasing the women, chasing the bad guy, killing the bad guy, getting the woman, and bringing back the money. I mean, what else is there?
The woman, all the women.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. That's right. All the women in the scene, actually.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Why change the character? You want a gay James Bond, then, I don't know, what would you make it? A 007? I don't know. What would you do?
Well, I don't get, you know, I'm gay, but I don't want there to be a gay... Why does everything have to be...
Right, thank you.
So, PC, I'm gay, and I'm disappointed that they're actually going to write in a gay character in Harry Potter. I mean, why? Why does everything, you know, I'm all for inclusion, but if it doesn't need to be there, what's the point? If it's part of the plot, then I'm all for it, you know?
Yeah, okay, I got that. But why go out of your way to make it happen just because it's not it's politically correct or not politically correct not to? I'm just confused.
So I tell you, Joe, it's part of the LGBT, okay, then I won't tell you.
No, go ahead. I just can't write the letters down as fast as you say them. That's all.
It's the commercially driven LGBT, the gay community, but the self-appointed leadership that have to push their agenda to everybody. And if you're gay and you don't support that agenda, then, you know, they take your fag badge back. They don't let you watch RuPaul's Drag Race and all of these other things. I can't subscribe to the being a gay person in every single TV show. Why is it needed?
I'm with you. I don't know. But you know what? Then I get beat up over it. I'm sure you get beat up over it, too. But, you know, you've talked about that several times. You've talked about the agenda of a certain subgroup within the LGBTQ, ABCD community, as you put it.
Yeah.
And so you would admit to the fact that there is a group, I'm not going to say a majority of, but there is a group of people in the community that want it all or nothing, right?
Yes. And it's kind of unfortunate because, I've come to see, I did a segment on my TV show tonight about the shooting of the Pulse in Orlando, and as a result of that, unfortunately, for 2 months, you're not going to be able to say anything negative about gay people, even if it's warranted. And that kind of bugs me. And also what bugs me is, you know, there's the level of culpability people are saying is you've ever not agreed with gay marriage, or if you've ever not fully accepted a gay person, then you have blood on your hands. And I can't buy into all this BS. I'm sorry. I just can't.
Well, I told you. I sent you that thing that somebody wrote about me, and they said every time something like this happens, they called me out by name. Joe Messina has blood on his hands. I'm thinking, why? When have I ever espoused violence against anybody? I'm not just talking about the gay or lesbian community. Any other human being other than one. Okay? I have a problem with pedophiles. Okay? That would be the only one I would say, if you feel like you need to lay your hands on a pedophile, I'm okay with that. It's the only area that I'm okay with.
I can kind of see why, and I would add to that anyone who hurts animals, children are animals. It's kind
just,
of like
it's bad. It's just nuts. It's so wrong in so many ways. So hey, I'm going to be with over the weekend. I'm going to be with Van Jones and Ann Coulter and hopefully President Vicente Fox and a few other of these nut jobs. over the weekend, we are having what's called Politicon. I went last year, and they touted it as the unconventional political convention. Okay, debates, panels, comedy, all kinds of stuff going on there. But here's the deal with it. All right, the it aggravates me to no end because it's even though they say it's like politically neutral, it's very damn heavy. So right. you got James Carville, Van Jones, Vicente Fox, you know, Bill Nye. I mean, I could go on and on and on.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yeah, and please understand, he's a science guy, not a scientist. Big difference
right.
between the two. So, yeah, it's really, really interesting. When I went last year, there were a boatload of nut jobs there. And,
is he going to be talking global warming this time? Then?
Well, they might. Last time I was there, what was the guy saying? He said he could fix, this was a Dem, and he said, I can fix the gun problem. If we would simply just close all the gun manufacturers down in this country, our problem would go away. Because, of course, Russia wouldn't send guns here, right? None of those countries would send guns here. They just don't do things like that, right?
God. Where would we equip our police?
Well, there's a movement.
Exactly.
There's a movement to disarm the police.
As I told Tammy, I can get you an illegal gun for $200 in New York State, so I could probably, you know, do a deal.
We could make some money.
As a middleman.
Can you text me later?
For sure.
God. Remember, I sleep next to her, buddy. Just don't tell my wife. I sleep next to the producer, so.
You're sleeping with the producer?
Gotta
get paid, you know.
Yeah, girls gotta get paid, so watch it.
I'm moving swiftly on.
Yeah, I know, right? Really quick. But I look at this stuff, I still, it's amazing to me that the Dems are still politicizing that shooting. You know, well, 2 weekends ago, I think it is now, you don't hear anything about Chicago. Over the Father's Day weekend, I think we had 13 people killed. There were almost 60 shootings there. You don't hear anything about that. You don't hear anything about the shootings in D.C. or New York or anywhere else. Just this one.
Do you think that's because it's Obama's home state? Or what do you think?
I don't think because it's not sexy. Listen, I'll just say it. Blacks killing blacks is not sexy. Okay, there's nothing exciting. They can't pump it up. They can't do anything with it, right? But when you have and think about the game being played here, they wouldn't even call him a Muslim extremist, right? When you have a guy that goes in and shoots up a gay club, all right, well that's exciting now. Now all of a sudden that's sexy. That's something you can wrap your arms around and really sink your teeth into. But you can't wrap it around people that are buying. I mean, think about what they'd have to say in Chicago. These gang members, these black gang members, bought guns under the, what do they call them? Black market guns with no serial numbers on them, went and killed their own. Where are they going to go with that?
In poor neighborhoods. And there's no agenda that wants to pull the poor people up and help the people who are less fortunate. There's no agenda around that.
Well, I think it's interesting. I think Obama needs to see a speech therapist because there are obviously real words that he's unable to say. And I think that that's more because of unwillingness. But if we don't identify the problems, how are we ever going to fix them? If we can't talk about what the issues are, we're never going to make a difference. It's never going to change.
Yeah, I agree with you. You've got to talk about it. You've got to work it through. And again, if you're going to talk about gun craziness, you need to talk about all of it. You need to. That's the only way I'll believe you're being honest. Hey, I did it to you again. We're coming up on the top of the hour. Go ahead and tell people. You just make it too easy, but go ahead and tell people where they can find you.
VanderGibb.com, everything is there, and the show is weeknights, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Come join us.
Yeah, and a lot of fun. I heard you guys having a good time tonight. And every once in a while, producer Tammy's on there and can make sure you work for your money, doesn't she? Huh? Doesn't she?
She sure does. She
That's
keeps
right.
us on our toes.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. California's bill would erase religious schools from the state. That's right. Yeah, there's no war on Christianity. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a little bit.